I'm sure you, like everyone else, always have questions about how to protect your digital privacy rights. We've got Roderick Jones. He's a former Scotland Yard detective who now has his own app, Rubica, and he's going to tell you all about some of his favorite tips on protecting your digital identity here on Talking Tech.
Yeah, you'd be surprised that you could get a long way with doing two very basic things, having strong passwords and using a password manager. That would be a very important step. And then the second step as well is setting up two-factor authentication. Some of the more high-profile security breaches that you've seen over the past 3 or 4 years, and particularly involving individuals, say those embarrassing hacks where, a former director of the CIA loses control of his Twitter account, that would be prevented by two-factor authentication and strong passwords. So those two things, which are really easy to consume now and easy for anybody to do, I would strongly recommend.
Okay. People hate two-factor authentication, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's getting easier to do. And of course, security is always a trade-off between convenience and risk. You have to make that personal trade yourself. And I think now people are beginning to understand that even, for example, let's talk about LinkedIn. Your LinkedIn account should probably have some form of extra security on it, because if you rely in a digital world on your reputation and someone hijacks that account and is able to post as you and say things that are not something you would say and really damage your reputation for that time they have control of the account, that would be devastating to lots of people in business. So using 2FA is actually not a bad way to proceed.
How has 2FA gotten better or easier to use? I can think of being in a foreign country where I'm trying to log in and I can't log in because I can't get a text.
Right.
So how has it gotten any easier?
Yeah, I would say the arrival and ease of use of the authenticator applications, the ones that Google supports and the one that Microsoft supports, have actually changed that equation dramatically. So you are right. Yeah, text isn't always the best way to receive those things. And actually, for our more secure accounts, we don't recommend that, because there is problems with phone numbers being ported and spoofed as well. So using authenticator apps, basically, is the best way to do 2FA. And honestly, I think those are pretty easy to use by following the on-screen prompts on how to set them up.
And what's your recommendation for creating a great password?
Password managers are the future, I think. Everyone has their own kind of scheme on how they would present a password manager. It's kind of an old rhyme they know or something like that. But frankly, the best way of doing it is using a password manager, because if you think about the number of passwords we have to maintain for all of our different accounts, it's out of the control of one person to remember all of those. And so what people default to is putting them on a spreadsheet or writing them down, which of course is tragic. So password managers are really the way to go, I think.
Do you have a favorite password manager?
We do. We like LastPass a lot. We've looked at that. They have pretty robust security features, and we tend to recommend that one.
All righty. Roderick, thanks for calling. Remind everybody the name of your app.
It's Rubica. Rubica.com to find out more.
Okay. And is there a charge for it?
Yes, there is. We're currently charging $39.99 a month, but there's going to definitely be deals in the future to reduce that price.
I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Thanks for listening to Talking Tech. You can find me on Twitter, where I'm @JeffersonGraham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online podcasts. Please rate and review us as well. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find us. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.